East of Los Angeles, stretching over a chunk of land roughly the size of West Virginia, is an area known as the Inland Empire. And while economic recovery is sputtering in some parts of the country, decades of unbridled expansion in this part of Southern California show no sign of letting up. That rapid growth, though, is taking its toll, pushing out farmers and bringing in pollution, traffic jams, and low-paying jobs.
Today, in the first of three stories on this vast suburbopolis, NPR's Carrie Conn examines the people who live there. The area's population has doubled since 1980 to 3.5 million, and the growth is accelerating. That's pushing the houses farther east and north, over the mountains and into the desert.
If you ever plan to motor west.
If you don't know where the Inland Empire is, let Nat King Cole take you there as he heads west on Route 66.
Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino, won't you get hip to this timely tip?
The famed Route 66 winds to the end of its trek across the west in the heart of the Inland Empire, better known as San Bernardino and Riverside counties.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
These days, though, there isn't a lot left of the historic highway in this part of California. Most of Route 66 has been replaced by 8- and 10-lane freeways and used by inland motorists commuting to jobs out of town. Like Joseph Garner, who lives in Moreno Valley in Riverside County. He builds high-voltage power lines all over Southern California. Just home from work one day, he says he doesn't mind the long drives, even when he has to commute to San Diego, 2 hours each way.
Actually, it's more of a me time, you know? I'm by myself. I don't have to do anything. I just sit there and drive.
He doesn't have to deal with the wife or the kids.
His wife, Jennifer, stays at home with their two kids. They bought this 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath house last year for $250,000. That's a steal compared to houses in California's coastal cities.
This is our kitchen. I always wanted a big kitchen. It's what we wanted.
With cheap space a scarcity in the coastal cities, people have been heading east in search of affordable housing. Last year, nearly half of all new homes in Southern California were sold in the Inland Empire. Rows of stucco homes with red tile roofs are everywhere in Moreno Valley. Garner pokes her head out her window, pointing across the street to the omnipresent bulldozers sitting on graded dark brown hills.
We're phase 9, and phase 10's up the road, and so there's 11, 12, I think there's like 5 to 6 more phases that's going up.
It may look like it'll soon get crowded here, but Garner says there's still a lot of open space. And while grocery stores and gas stations may be 5 miles from her house, the city does have 2 golf courses, plenty of parks, and Little League. Opening day in Moreno Valley Little League is still weeks away, but on this sunny Saturday, dozens of kids and their families are taking part in a preseason series. Nearly a third of all households in the Inland Empire are families with children, higher than the national average.
Andale Junior!
Gerardo Coronado moved to Moreno Valley 15 years ago. He's working the snack bar on chopping duty while his oldest son plays ball.
Yeah, I got my kid, number 33, that's my kid. Junior, Gerardo Coronado Junior.
The affordable housing boom has fueled a surge in Latino homebuyers. Asians, to a smaller degree, are also moving to the region, creating a much more diverse area than in past decades. Coronado says he and fellow team dad Chris Comstock like to capitalize on their ethnic differences, selling hamburgers and tacos.
But we're working together, huh, Chris? It's a teamwork.
The Inland Empire hasn't always been a bastion of suburbia. Riverside and San Bernardino are both old cities dating back to the 1800s. Riverside made its riches on lush orange groves, San Bernardino from a steel mill and the railroad. But their fate started to turn 50 years ago as L.A. spread east. Banking and real estate interests had already coined the term Inland Empire as a way to sell houses. As these old cities slowly lost ground to encroaching suburbs, new problems emerged. Traffic jams now rival those in L.A. Bridges and interchanges like this one in San Bernardino can no longer handle the increasing car and truck traffic. Smog in the Inland Empire is among the worst in the nation. And recently, a group advocating smart growth labeled San Bernardino and Riverside the counties with the worst planning in America. And critics charge that the Inland Empire, filled with cookie-cutter homes and strip malls, is a cultural wasteland, where the only things even vaguely imperial are the kings and queens. Burger kings and dairy queens, that is.
Is that prepared to go? Okay, I have one chicken sandwich, half order of onion rings, and large thai.
Sitting at his favorite drive-thru, Farmer Boys in downtown Riverside, Mark Kendall disagrees. He's the fast food restaurant critic for the Riverside Press Enterprise. He says such snobbish slams are par for the course.
The Inland Empire is kind of an acquired taste in the sense that people from the coastal areas like Los Angeles and Orange County sometimes look down upon it. But, you know, once you get here, you realize it's an affordable place to live. There's nice people. It's kind of like L.A. without the whole movie industry thing or the beach. You know, it's just regular, real people doing real things, you know?
So your change is $11.95? And when it's ready, we'll bring it out to you.
Kendall is a surprisingly skinny guy, given his line of work, and a local celebrity. Resting next to the cash register is a recent column of his praising the monster truck tire onion rings at Farmer Boys.
You know, I think this area is growing enough that people are starting to say, hey, we don't have to keep comparing ourselves to Los Angeles. We don't have to, you know, keep trying to catch up with the other people. And it's becoming kind of an entity under its own.
The Empire is striking back and finally getting some recognition. It's one of the leading centers of job growth in the country, mostly in the construction industry, and Inc. magazine just named it the second best place in the nation to do business after Atlanta. Seattle transplant John Cover Spear moved to Moreno Valley 2 years ago to start up a business here. He thought with the booming housing market, new communities would need a coffee shop.
So I thought I would have a lot of people who came in the mornings and the afternoons, and what I find out is that being a bedroom community, people work in other places.
He found out that the coffee culture hadn't arrived just yet, but he says he's noticed people are spending more time in town as new jobs arrive. Plans for smarter development are gaining some ground, too. Higher density housing is going up, and the county of Riverside has just written a master growth plan setting aside large tracts of open space for endangered species. And boosters are luring higher wage companies, too. Luxury homes can now be found in several cities. But there's a flip side to this success. Housing prices are on the rise. It used to be that nearly one half of Inland Empire families could afford to buy a house. Last December, that dropped to one-third. So now it's inland families that are moving east and north to find affordable homes.
We have 151 homes in this community here. There's no two identical homes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In this first model here, we use this to
Salesman J.J. McMullen takes Bill and Norma Spanger on a tour of a model home in a new housing development in Victorville, California. This old railroad town is part of the Inland Empire. It's in San Bernardino County. But you have to drive over the Cajon Mountain Pass to get here. If the Spangers moved to Victorville, Norma would commute 150 miles back and forth to her job. Bill would drive 104 miles round trip.
But for the price range, it's definitely worth the sacrifice.
Andy adds the air is cleaner out in Victorville. The pace is slower, too. There's less traffic and fewer people. Those were the same reasons people gave for leaving L.A. and moving out to the Inland Empire in the first place. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Tomorrow, how some farmers and ranchers are holding on against an invasion of subdivisions.